News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hi, Shane. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's it like there? Crowds already starting to build?
Yeah, there's a few people out and about this morning, Shane. St Peter's Basilica reopened again about an hour ago. And look, it will get busier as the day goes on. The St Peter's Square was just thronged with people here last night who were coming out to pay their respects to Pope Francis. And today is the last day for mourners to pay their respects to the late Pope before 8 o'clock tonight, when there will be a ceremony for the closing of the coffin. Now, last night, like I say, queues of people lined the streets the whole way down St Peter's Square. People were queuing for hours. And I spoke to Anne and David Kennedy from Derry, who queued last night themselves for a couple of hours.
Quite an hour and a half to get in, but it's well worth it when we get in. It's a very special moment. We're just here for a few days, but it was we decided to come to see the Pope. But it's very overwhelming, you know. It's a lifetime experience seeing the Pope. You know, it's just very special.
It is, as you say, it is a historical moment. It's not every year or even lifetime that you see a Pope passing away. So, and I think that Francis was trying to bring the Catholic Church in the right direction. He was trying to bring the Church, I think, in the right path.
And just looking at the crowds here, going the whole way down St Peter's Square this evening, it does kind of show how popular he was.
I was surprised, really, that there were so many. And it has been extremely well organised. Like, they started filtering the crowds from about half a mile down there. And once you get to this stage, it actually flowed very quickly and smoothly. Many, many Italians, but people from everywhere throughout the world obviously listened to the accents and the languages that we heard.
Barry, crowds visiting the Vatican City this week are pretty unprecedented.
Yeah, it is unprecedented, and especially at night time. There seems to be more people coming out at night time. You have people who have travelled from all across Italy to be here, and you have people who have travelled across the world to be here. I queued myself in St Peter's Basilica yesterday, and I heard so many different accents and languages being spoken in that queue. Now, the Vatican said yesterday afternoon that 90,000 people had filed past the late Catholic leader's red line coffin in the first day and a half. But looking at the crowds yesterday evening and last night, I think that number's well over 100,000 now. And last night I also spoke to Bishop Joe Caddy and his friend Rachel from Cairns in Australia. So they've travelled almost 15,000 kilometres just to be here.
I'm Joe Caddy, Bishop of Cairns in far north Queensland. We brought a group of young pilgrims over, and it turns out that, you know, with the events that occurred and the death of His Holiness, we happen to be here at a very privileged time in history. They've been here for a few weeks. I only came today, so. Yeah.
Our group has gone in, and we found it a really profound experience. The young people talked about what it meant to walk somebody from this life into their next, and the spaces that are left in our heart from it.
How long did it take to get in there?
For us, we were about 28 minutes.
You must feel quite lucky, because I spoke to people earlier who queued for 7-8 hours yesterday.
Yeah, no, we've been really graced.
Finally, Barry, much of a security presence there. I imagine it must be pretty tight.
Yeah, there's a massive security operation here, Shane. I've never actually seen anything like it. And it just looks to be getting bigger and bigger throughout last night and throughout this morning. 2,000 local police officers on duty. They're joined by thousands more officers from the National Security Forces. There's boats patrolling the River Tiber. You can see drones flying in the sky. There's army devices that will neutralise hostile flying objects. And you can see snipers on the roof when you look around St Peter's Square. And I suppose the reason for this is because dozens of world leaders, including US President Donald Trump, will be attending the funeral tomorrow, and they are due to arrive tonight. Meanwhile, our own President, Michael D. Higgins, he arrived in Rome last night, and he will today pay his respects along with his wife, Sabina, at the Lion in State at around midday.
Okay, Barry White, thank you for that. Our chief reporter, Barry White, will be reporting throughout the day and tomorrow on the Pope's funeral all across News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.